Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you're doing well. And if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you put a few on the bank. Right, I am back down on Nando's Lake. It's a Sunday, doing the night on my own, because I've got tomorrow off work. And I'm starting the plan that I've come up with in my last podcast. So if you've not listened to that one, I recommend that you go back and listen to that one to just download it all into yourself so you know what's going on. So I'm just walking back to my car now, just making sure that the swim that I was going to go in is free, and it is. Gotta get unload all my stuff, get down there, get my rods out, and then I'll update you guys. It looks like there's only two other people on the bank. It looks like they've got bivvies up. They might go, but I think they were there actually 2 days ago as well, so they might be doing tonight. I don't know. I'm gibbering on about rubbish again. So let's get the stuff out the van. Let's get the rods out, then. Can't talk. I really do apologise. It's a bad start to the podcast. Let's get everything out the van, load it up, down to the swim, rods out, and I'll update you guys. Right, it's 14:36 and both rods are now out. So we've gone on exactly the same spots as I said I was going to do in the last podcast. So it's like 2.5 bushwhackers out on the left-hand side rod. 4 ounce inline lead, spinner rig, 18 mil cell pop-up boilie. But this time we've got a mixture of 8 mils, 14 mils and 18 mil whole boilies and crush boilie, and that's it on top. No seed mix, no nothing. Just hopefully that might hold off the bream. I am going to feed some seed mix in after the session, just to try and get fish coming in when I leave. Right hand side rod, margins to the right, same again, inline 4 ounce lead. On a blowback double sweet corn, pop-up sweet corn rig, that's bushwhackered out, and that has got 8 mil, 14 mil, 18 mil boilies and seed mix on that one there. So we're gonna see what happens there. So they're both out now. Let's see what happens. Absolutely buzzing. My right hand rod, which is the sweet corn rig to the right in the margins, just bent right round, hooked into this fish, instantly knew it was a carp, without a shadow of a doubt. Gave me a cracking fight, really holding down on the bottom. Didn't want to come in at all. So I must have been fighting it for, I just felt like 5 minutes or something. I don't know, you lose track of time when you're fighting a fish, you really do, when you're getting the bigger ones out. But finally won the battle. 20 pounds, 2 ounces common, absolutely buzzing. Ah, I am well chuffed. The photos will definitely be going up on my Instagram, Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I took a little video as well. Hopefully that's going to come out. I'm absolutely buzzing, absolutely buzzing. Well, I just had a bream on my right-hand side rod. They're definitely anticlimactic compared to the carp. But hey-ho, there's definitely fish in the area. Definitely liking the bait down there, so fingers crossed for another one, for another carp that is. Right, 16 minutes past 10, decided to pretty much call it a night now and go to bed. I've had quite a few bleeps on the right hand side rod, nothing on the left hand side rod at all. I was tempted to bring that in and redo it, but probably should have done, but I haven't. So we're going to leave it out and see what that does. If you guys remember, that's literally just boilie on top of that, no seed mix or anything. So I feel quite confident that there's definitely bream in here, which I'll go into in a second. But I feel like to try and avoid the bream to a degree, just putting boilie out is probably one way of doing it. They will obviously eat boilie, and they're all going to, you know, take the boilie, but they seem to be more attracted to, like, you know, your seed mixes and that, you know, sweet corn and that. So it could explain why I've not had a pick up on that, but I do feel really confident that the rig's sitting right, to be fair. I had the deeper out, had the marker rod out,
and it's on that gravel patch, so I feel confident that it's sitting right. So it's just a case of just sitting on that, to be fair. Right hand side, as I already said, that's just been bleeping loads. It was just bleeping. I got up, looked at it, and the rod tip just bent round slightly. So I hit into it and there was absolutely nothing there. So I don't know what that's about. That's the one in the margin. So I'm just wondering if they're just picking up as they're feeding down there, because it's quite shallow. It's like three, four foot sort of like drop-offs there sort of thing. And there's quite a bit of seed mix up there now, and boilie as well. So I think they're just feeding down there, and maybe just picking up the line and causing the beeps. But you know, we've had a 20 pounder off that spot Saturday, so there's no reason why we can't get another one, or if not, you know, a 30 pounder. So time will tell. So let's see what happens. Well, it's 11:47 and I've just put back a bream on the right hand side rod again. It definitely poses the question on whether I want to be putting out seed mix and that out during the session. The bream like it, but that's something we need to decide later on. But I think I know where I might be going with that anyway. So let's see what happens. Right, it's 1:57. I've just put back another bream on the right hand side rod. So I think that's made my mind up with putting down seed mix and that during the session. I think on my next trip here I'm gonna skip that and see what happens. And just bait up with it, because I believe the carp still eat it, definitely. I just think too much of it down there is attracting in the bream too much. So made up my mind there. So what's that, three bream now, one carp? Come on, the carp, I want a bigger one. A bigger carp, that is. Right, it is now 6 minutes past seven in the morning. Still no more carp to report. Left hand side rod in the night was completely quiet, so I'm looking forward to bringing that one in to see what it looks like. See if it's been crayed or anything, you know, just to get an idea what's going on down there. Right hand side rod, bleeping through the night, as I said. Bream. Right, 7:59, I've just redone both rods just to see what's going on down there. Left hand side rod, nothing wrong with it at all, not been crayed, nothing, absolutely nothing. So what I've just done, I've put it back out, same again, just boilie over the top, whole boilies, crushed boilies. And I changed it from an 18mm down to a, 14-15mm pop-up, just to see if that makes any difference at all. It shouldn't do in theory. I would have thought there's probably been no carp go over. So I'm sure they'd go down on that bait, to be fair. So that's all good. Right hand side rod, that was actually snagged up, so I'd probably been picked up maybe briefly and then put into a snag. So that came in, checked the hook, and the hook that was blunt, so I literally just changed the hook. I'd already resharpened that hook last night at some point. I just thought, no more, I'm not going to be resharpening it again, that's not good enough now. So it's got a brand new hook on it. So they're both out again. I'm not too sure how long I'm going to fish for, but we'll see. I just want to see if I can get an early morning bite, and that might be it maybe, but let's find out, let's see what happens. Right, it's 10:45 and no fish to report. I did actually think that I'd get a run, even if it was a bream, once I re-put the rods out, but nothing at all, no bleeps. It's really warmed up, which is nice. It was quite a cold night. Definitely colder than Friday night, which is the last night I did. So I thought once I re-put the rods out, like fresh bait on and all that, with the weather warming up, I thought I'd get a run, but nothing at all. So a little bit disappointed. But hey ho, that's fishing for you. Going to give it a little bit longer and see what happens. And then update you guys, hopefully with a fish, and hopefully it'll be a carp. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time now is 11:59. I'm all packed up, everything's back in the car, and that is the end of the session. Okay, so quick go over the session in itself. Really happy with the outcome. We got that early 20 pounder carp out, coming out, really chuffed by. And one thing I didn't say in the podcast yesterday, and I thought, oh, I must say it today at the beginning of this one, and I realised I totally forgot. I decided I was going to set myself
a target of catching a 20-pound carp from this lake in this short little campaign that I'm doing down here. I forgot to say it, and we did it in the first few hours. So I need to set myself another target. So I'm gonna go 25-pound. So I'm gonna get a 25-pound carp out of here in this lake, in this short campaign that I'm doing before we start going back on Lily's Lake again. There's every chance of it. There's a 30-pounder in this. There's every chance it could happen. And I know there is a few 20s in there. There's a lot of small ones, but there's a few 20s. So that's the new target. What are we left with? We're left with, well, we didn't get any bleeps at all on the left-hand side rod, which was just fished with the sail and bolly over the top. I am going to persist with that, but what I'm going to do is drop the 18mm down to a 15mm. Keep it on that the next night I do, which is planning to be in the tomorrow night. I think I should be coming. Hopefully coming again tomorrow night. Right-hand side rod, I'm going to, when I get down in the session, at the moment I'm thinking I'm basically still fishing the sweet corn, the double sweet corn pop-up. I will scatter a little handful of sweet corn, this is what I'm thinking at the moment, but no seed mix at all this time, and just bully over the top as well, just to try and keep the bream off, because the bream are, I don't really want the bream. I want the carp. I want the big 25, 30-pound carp out. So I need to hold them off because they're a pain in the bottom. They really are. So that's the current plan. But obviously, I will update you guys in the next podcast that I do that comes out. Unless I go somewhere else in between. So that's what I'm thinking right now. So overall, yep, good session. 20-pound plus, 20-pound plus, not much. 20-pound two common carp. Super chuffed about. So anyway, guys, I hoped you enjoyed this podcast as much as I did. Really do appreciate the continued support. And if there's any newbies out there, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Please hit me up on Instagram. It does me a solid. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. Give us a follow on there. That'd be absolutely brilliant. Anyway, I'm going to call this one here. So if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you put a big one on the bank. Take care of yourself and tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.